I don't think this piece needs any introduction. Would anyone like to come up, tell some Tina stories, tell how they felt about Tina, tell them whatever you want? Rita.
Also not a microphone person. I just have a few crib sheets here. I wanted to say that, well, when I got sick, when I got lymphoma, Tina was right there, needless to say. And she'd hate being an example for how to go through something like that, but she was. I would not have had the courage to live my life while I was a cancer patient. I did not, because of Tina, I did not let the cancer be me. And for that, I am profoundly grateful. Tina, I promise not to wait. I promise to embrace all my joys. I promise to eat heartily and with enthusiasm. I promise to brook no fools. Tina, I promise to go deep, deep, deep in my work and in my play and in every friendship. And I promise, Tina, I promise never, ever to forget you.
Hi. A few years ago, before Tina was diagnosed with breast cancer, she came over to my house. She called me up. She wanted to have lunch. And she wanted to talk about dying. And what did I think about it? And would I be sure to look after Eric if anything ever happened to her? I don't think Eric needs a lot of my looking after. He seems to be pretty good. But we had a long talk that day. And Tina told me she was afraid. And we talked a lot about it. And then within 6 months, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then the rest of the ride was really up and down, as we all know, for the last several years. And then when I was diagnosed with cancer, you know, Tina called and she was there. And she helped me as well. And I'm never going to forget Tina. There's no way. And the last time I saw Tina was just before she died. And I told her I was next in line. She said, okay, I'll see you there next. And it was just a really, I don't know, I felt like she had gone on the journey and come to some peace, inner peace with herself. I don't think she was any longer afraid. And it was tough, because Tina was always Tina, you know, cranky to the last moment, I'm sure. But I love Tina, and Tina's been a big part of my life. And facing this journey when you wake up every morning with it, it's not easy. And it's not easy to stay in the present. And it's not easy to keep going on. But Tina did it, and I'm trying to do it. And I think she did it with as much grace and dignity as I've seen anyone do it. So that's all.